Blog Talk Radio.
Of this universe, I am your hostess, Chikis Deanna Loveville, Moore Science Temple of America, home office, presenting Moore Missionaries Online. We have online Cheek Loveill, who is the founder and host of Moore Missionaries Online. All praises due to the great God, the Father of this universe, honors to our holy and divine prophet and his forerunner, Marcus Garvey. Sheik, are you online?
Islam Sheikhs, I am indeed online. All praise is due to Allah, Lord, Governor, Chair, Sustainer, Ruler of the world. And this is another Morris Science Temple of America Home Office presentation. Morris Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best and you make us better. Sheikhs, we are pleased to have you online with us this evening. We just wanted to give a brief recount of the show that we had yesterday evening, which was jam-packed, chock-full of information. So can we go ahead and get into the Moorish American prayer and reading of the laws so that we can get into this show, because we have a lot of information for the people today, and we're probably not going to be able to get into it all today. So praise to Allah. We do have a few more days. This is our show. This show is being dedicated to in honor of the first annual convention held on October 15th to October 20th, from 1928, hosted by the Divine Prophet Noble Jarali here in Chicago, Illinois. So in the spirit of that, we are sharing with the Moors who desire to know more about their nationality and why it's necessary for them to proclaim their nationality. So we're going to take baby steps in this show. And we're going to backtrack and go over a few things. But first, we're going to have a reading of those laws. Sheikhs?
Islam.
Of the reading of the laws and the opening of prayer. Where? Because we definitely
Islam.
Go in.
Islam. More. Allah, the Father of the universe, the Father of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Allah is our protector, my guide, and my salvation, by night and by day, through his holy prophet, Jarali. Amen.
Islam.
Islam.
Reading the laws. Islam, the salvation of our unity, the Moorish Science Temple of America, the Divine Constitution and Bylaws. Act 1. The Grand Sheikh and the Chairman of the Moorish Science Temple of America is empowered to make law and enforce laws with the assistance of the Prophet and the Grand Body of the Moorish Science Temple of America. The Assistant Grand Sheikh is to assist the Grand Sheikh in all affairs that he lives according to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And it is known before the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Act 2. All meetings are to be open and closed promptly according to the Circle 7 in love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Friday is a holy day of rest because on Friday the first man was formed in flesh, and on Friday the first man departed out of flesh and ascended to his Father God, Allah. For that cause, Friday is the holy day for all Muslims all over the world. Act 3, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice must be proclaimed and practiced by all members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. No member is to put in danger or accuse falsely his brother or sister on any occasion at all that may harm his brother or sister, because Allah is love. Act 4. All members must preserve these holy and divine laws, and all members must obey the laws of the government, because by being a Moorish American, you are a part and a partial of the government and must live a life accordingly. Act 5. This organization of the Moorish Science Temple of America is not to cause any confusion or to overthrow the laws, the constitution of the Shia government, but to obey hereby. Act 6. With us, all members must proclaim their nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, and that they may know that they are a part and a partial of the Shia government, and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, Ethiopians, because these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the government in which they live and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained Noble Jarali, the prophet, to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites who inhabit the northwest and southwestern shores of Africa. Act 7. All members must promptly attend their meetings and become a partial of all uplifting acts of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Members must pay their dues and keep in line with all necessities of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Then you are entitled to the name of faithful. Husband, you must support your wife and children. Wife, you must obey your husband and take care of your children and look after the duties of your household. Sons and daughters must obey father and mother, be industrious, and become a part of the uplifting of fallen humanity. All Moorish Americans must keep their hearts and minds pure with love and their bodies clean with water. This divine covenant is from your holy prophet, Nabi Ali, through the guidance of his father, God, Allah. Yeah, Islam. Praise Allah. Yeah, one more thing we're going to go through in this story of the 101s for Moorish Americans. Being that this is Sunday, we usually have our Sunday school on Sunday. So this is a treat, Islam. Tune into this. Allah made you. Allah is the father of the universe. We cannot see him. The nearest place we can meet him is in the heart. Nabi Ali is Allah's prophet. A prophet is the thought of Allah manifested in flesh. The duty of a prophet is to save nations from the wrath of Allah. Nabi Ali is the founder of the Moorish Science Temple of America, which was founded in 1913 A.D. in Newark, New Jersey. Nabi Ali was born in the state of North Carolina in 1886. His nationality is Moorish American. Your nationality is Moorish American. We are Moorish Americans because we are descendants of Moroccans and born in America. The Moorish Science Temple of America was founded for the uplifting of fallen humanity. The prophet began to uplift the Moorish Americans by teaching them to be themselves. Our religion is Islamism, that is the old-time religion. The Moorish flag is a red flag with a five-pointed green star in the center. The 5 points represent love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Our flag is over 10,000 years old. Friday is a holy day, because Friday was the day on which man was formed in flesh, and it was on a Friday when he departed out of flesh. Jesus was a prophet of Allah. He was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the house of David. Joseph and Mary were his father and mother. The line genealogy through which Jesus came is Abraham, Boaz by Ruth, Jesse, King David, Solomon, Hezekiah, and Joseph by Mary. Allah sent Jesus to this earth to save the Israelites from the iron hand oppression of the pale skinned nations of Europe, who were governed. The modern name for Moabites is Moroccan. The Moroccan Empire is in northwestern Mexico. The modern name for Mexico is Africa. The name given to our ruler in Morocco is Sultan. The name Jesus comes from the East. The name Jesus means justice. His holy name cannot be used by those who are slaves to sin. An angel is the thought of Allah manifested in human flesh. Angels are used to carry messages to the four corners of the world, to all nations. Our prophet is an angel of Allah, who is sent to bring us the everlasting gospel of Allah, which is a saving power that comes from Allah through our ancient father by his prophet. The covenant of the great God Allah is to honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Jesus began to teach at the age of 12. He taught in India, Africa, and Europe. He taught for 18 years. Truth is what Jesus said would make you free. Truth is art. Art is Allah. Truth cannot pass away. Truth cannot change or pass away. The other name we give to truth is Holy Breath. All we can say about the truth is it is great, it is good, it was, it is, and evermore to be. Amen. The Garden of Eden is in the land of Canaan, the city of Mecca. In the city of Mecca, the name of the first physical man cannot be used only by executive rulers of the AC of the MSP of A. The words of AC of the MSP of A are added chamber of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Third Heaven. Asiatics is the modern name given to their children. Angels are guarding the holy city of Mecca today to keep the unbelievers away. The modern name of these angels is Asiatics. The shade of their skin is olive. We all have the same father and mother. Lucifer, Satan, devil, dragon, and beast are five names that are given to the descendants of Adam. The devil is sometimes called the Lord Self. There are two selves, the higher and lower self. The angels who protect the holy city of Mecca are the people who represent the higher self. Those who were cast out of the holy city and those who accept the teachings represent the lower self. The higher self is the mother of the virtues and the harmonies of life and peace, justice, mercy, love, and right. The higher self cannot change or pass away because it is Allah in man. The lower self breeds hatred, slander, lewdness, murders, theft, and everything that harms. At one time, the higher self met the lower self and said, "Where are you going, Satan?" The lower self said, "I am going to and fro the earth, seeking whom I may devour." The lower self has finished his task of devour. His time was declared out when he nailed Jesus on the cross. The last words that Jesus uttered are, "It is finished." He had a reference to the end of Satan. Jesus said that he would return and conquer him. The name of the person into which whom Jesus was first reincarnated was Prophet Muhammad the Conqueror. Satan was then down in part. The head of Satan was taken off in 1453, Byzantine, by Muhammad. Negro, black, southern, and Ethiopian are some of the marks that were put upon the Moors of Northwest by the European nations in 1774. Negro is a name given to a river in West Africa by the Moors because it contains black water. Black, according to science, means death. The word color means anything that has been painted, stained, varnished, or dyed. Ethiopian means something divided. A man cannot be a Negro, black, colored, or Ethiopian because man is made in the image and after the likeness of God, Allah. Satan gives himself the title God. White means purity. Purity means God, and God means ruler of the land. At times we refer to Allah as the great God. The devil is not made in the image and after the likeness of Allah. He is the shadow of our Lord selves and will pass away. The devil was made by Elohim. Elohim is the seven creative spirits that created everything that ever was, is, and ever more to be. Elohim is sometimes called the seven eyes of Allah. There are 7 days in the circle. There are 7 days in creation. According to science, there are 7 days in a year. Islam.
Islam, more. I would like to read a few things from our holy book. The Holy Quran of the Moore Science Temple of America, Circle 7, divinely prepared by the noble prophet Drew Ali, by the guiding of his father God, Allah, the great God of the universe, to redeem man from his sinful and fallen stage of humanity back to the highest plane of life with his father God, Allah. Know thyself and Allah. The genealogy of Jesus, life and works of Jesus in India, Europe, and Africa, in the land of Egypt, honoring our Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Saud, the descendant of Hagar, now the head of the holy city of Mecca. Know thyself and thy father God, Allah, the genealogy of Jesus with 18 years of the event. Life and works and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for those, all of those who love Jesus and desire to know about his life, works, and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good. Peace and happiness, all those that love Jesus. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons, you can set your house in order and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons and this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity, as I am a prophet and the servant is worthy of his hire. You can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And when the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages have these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet of 1927 by the Prophet Noble Drew Ali. The industrious acts of the Muslims of Northwest and Southwest Africa. These are the Moabites, the Hamathites, Canaanites, who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the Pharaohs of Egypt to settle in that portion of Egypt. In later years, they formed themselves kingdoms. These kingdoms are called this day Morocco, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, etc. Islam, Sheikh Loveill, you have the floor once again. Oh, we are the Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office, Moorish Missionary Online. Please join us. You make us better, and we are blessed by the best. Islam, Sheikh Loveill, you have the floor.
Islam, Sheikh, is honored for that. This is, again, this is the Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office presenting to you, the Moorish Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best and you make us better. We want to give a hail high honors to the Sheikhess, who is campaigning for love. I am acting as her campaign manager. And we're not doing this in the traditional sense of running for an office, but in a sense it is, because there is a fiduciary relationship that the government has to the members. And we want to get into breaking that down. Campaign for Love is indeed dealing with beginning with the principles, because our first divine principle is love. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. We've been hearing about this justice or else, but we got to get to the love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. That's what the prophet taught us, and that's where we're clear where we're going to receive our salvation. So we need the support of all of the brothers and sisters out there to not so much as invest your finance, even though that is needed as well, but your time, your energy, and your effort. Time is the most valuable asset that we have in this manifest, you know. So we have to learn how to devote that time and that energy and that focus so that we can as a result of that. So without further ado, we're going to go into some of the things. We're going to recap of the last show. Last night, we had a reading of historical articles and writings about the Holy Prophet during the time of the First National Convention held back in 1928. And this was pretty much to set the scene and let everybody know how we were moving, how we were active. And just to give you, just to backtrack a little, there was Moorish communities, Moorish businesses, services available for the people. We had per capita tax systems set in place, whatever the head count tax. You had thousands of members in Temple Number 1 here, over 3,000 members. So this is a thriving Moorish American community here. And then we had a reading of document 11551822, which was filed back in 1935. At the Cook County Recorder, these register of Torrance titles and appears to answer many of the questions about the various splits and disunity amongst the temples. So, yeah, so that we're clear on that, that was pretty explanatory with regards to some of the things that were done to change, some of the innovations, like the changing of the dates of the convention from the 15th and 20th of October to the 15th and 20th of September. The fact that ad-up meetings were ceased being held every month. There were ad-up meetings, and this is where the county of all of finance, various taxes were made. There was corporate stock, insurance being sold where stock was once held. So the temple had access to stock, y'all. And this is something that you wouldn't necessarily hear at the average Moorish Science Temple meeting. So we kind of got into that. We also had a reading of affidavits, documents number 06165334111 to Eugene G. Moore's administration. And then we read document 15075290452 to Ms. Carrie Yargo's administration. Now, the difference between the one that we had, they should J.J. Moore's administration, was that there was an answer by his chief legal counsel by the name of person of Paula Lingo. And she answered pretty short and concise questions. However, Ms. Karen Yarbrough's administration did not answer the affidavit that was put on file on March of the 16th of this year. The affidavit that was sent done back in July, well, done back in 2006. So now and then, the last thing we did is we had a reading of the transcript of the proceeding in case 10 CV 1047 with the Sheik and Sheikas. Myself and the Sheik is online here, and as plaintiffs in a right to travel case against the city of Chicago in federal court, and that case stands as the longest pending pro se case as of yet, as to date. So with that being said, I want to give a hell of honors to the Sheikas for campaigning for love, because love is the savior of the world, and that's what's necessary for us to make it to the next level. So in managing the campaign, we're going to be calling out for our people's support and for them to begin to do their part, because everybody plays a role and part in the uplifting of fallen humanity, and we're all supposed to support all uplifting acts. Islam?
Islam, so, well, I wanted to add that free national ballot that our holy and divine prophet, Noble Drew Ali, spoke about, that free
Islam
national ballot, which has somehow been swept up under the carpet, or shall I say hidden. But there is a free national ballot that the Moors can be recognized, and we do have voting power. Islam.
Islam, I want to explain something about the free national ballot. This is not like the voting that you see in today's campaign with the Electoral College and what have you. What you have with the free national ballot is actually a ballot that affects the people who actually put the votes in. So we actually represent a corporate body politic. And there's a ballot that's associated with every body politic, because position that you can take within that society, either as fundamentalists or as conservatives or liberals, there are different strains within that particular society that you take. So what we're demonstrating is the fundamentals. We're going back to the basics of what the prophet set up for us. And that basically essentially means a home for every household. And the fact that we are set up under matriarchal rule, because y'all know mama don't play no bid, don't take no mess, okay? And this is part of the reason why the prophet was holding up humanity, because see, the sisters have been tired, you know, and they need to have the support of us brothers to put them back where in the position where they need to be, so that they can take care of the duties of the household, while we tend to making sure that the empire is, everybody is in compliance with what they need to do around the four corners. So that was the way we pretty much ran. And we're going to have to go back to the basics. So
Islam,
we
the basic Islam, Sheik, not to cut you off, brother. Pardon me, because I did. But what I want to ask, you touched a very special, interesting area there, speaking of home rule and back to basics. And I just wanted to put out there with the prophet, a picture, they say, is worth a million words, but today a picture can be worth 100 billion words. With the prophet holding the woman in his arms, there are those here in Moorish Mecca that say this is a matriarchal system. We have the Washita Moors, and we have the Moors with the Mecca City State. We have different fashions of Moors here in the present Moroccan Empire, here in Little Mecca, a.k.a. Chicago, Illinois. And there are many grand sheiks that will identify with the fact that this is, in fact, a matriarchal system. I'm sure there are many that can identify with that. Can you expound on that, Sheik Lavelle, for the audience, the listening audience, please?
Yes, ma'am. The fact that we're dealing with government, first of all, let us understand that government in and of itself is a mental concept. It's any government based upon what's in each and every one of our minds, our concepts. So it's based on your understanding and acceptance of that. The way our forefathers had it set up, and this is why the prophet said, we are what our forefathers were without doubt or contradiction. It was set up through matriarchal rule where the sisters were pretty much holding it down. If you look at the star and crescent symbol, it's symbolic of the womb. So we have, and if you look at the history of many of the kingdoms that were set up, you will see that there was a certain amount of tolerance that was demonstrated within the Moorish kingdom. Even when you look at Moorish Spain, you had tolerance to the point where you had churches and synagogues and mosques all lined up together, and they were in harmony in existence, and they existed in harmony. This same energy we see over here with the governments that were set up, that the government was set up over here. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, you'll see that it refers to it. There is no indication that this is a Christian government. So just want to be clear on that, Trump. And also want to go into the blueprint of the Prophet's Trust. But when we get into the Prophet's Trust and what a trust is, we need to first to demonstrate what a trust is, period. So if you, the audience can place inside their mind a box in the shape of a rectangle, and you put an X inside of that box, okay? And we're going to put four things in that box. One of those boxes, small boxes, we're going to put the trust or settle, okay? And the next box to the side, we're going to put trust. And in the box under that, we're going to put the trustees, and then the next box, we're going to put the beneficiaries. So the reason why we're saying that is because, family, there is four components to every trust. Right? Well, let's talk about what a trust is, first and foremost. A trust is something that's created for the benefit of another. It's just that simple. That's what it is. A trust is, again, something created for the benefit of another. All right? So let's just say I wanted to create a trust for my daughter. Okay? Now, by me being the creator of the trust, that would make me what? The trustor. Right? And let's just say I wanted to name the trust. And I want to name the trust Princess Love Ill, the Princess Love Ill Trust. So that is what the trust is named. Okay? And now, when there's two things that has to be done now. Well, one thing has already been established. We already know who the beneficiary is. That would be the Princess Love Ill. But however, now the trustees have to be appointed. Let's just say I wanted to make her auntie the trustee. So Auntie Lovedill is now the trustee, which means she is the one that's charged with administrating the trust and making sure that the beneficiary, Princess Lovedill, is properly cared for. And that would be given and set up within the provisions of the trust itself. So if we are to fill it in and look at what, first of all, let's just understand that a trust, a government is a trust in its essence. So if you look at the U.S., United States of America government, how they would set it up, the trust for would be the people, right? Because it's the people that were the ones that created of. And the trust itself would be named the people's government, right? So now the people are going to have to create trustees. And this is, well, they're going to have to appoint trustees. And this is for the part where you get the politicians or the governor or the leaders of the group who are, just like it says in chapter, the 29th chapter in the first verse, they are raised up by one of their own, right? And put in this position of authority, the trustees, who act on behalf of the people, who are, in fact, the beneficiaries of the trust. Okay? So, let's put this concept into where it said how the temple is set up, because the temple, the Moore Science Temple of America, is also a trust, right? So
Islam.
You have the trust, Islam, the trust or the settler, which is the Prophet Nodr Ali, the founder. He is the creator of the trust, right? And then there's the trust itself, which is the Morris Science Temple of America, right? And then
Islam.
You have the trustees, which are the sheikhs and the sheikhesses. When you look at document 10105, which I, if you have a copy of it in front of you, sheikhs, I want you to read for our listening audience.
Yes, most definitely. I do.
That would be,
you say go.
What sheikhs and sheikhesses are listed, and then the beneficiary are, of course, the members. So if you listen to us, family, and you want to ask questions, please call us in at 602-753-1841. And this is the Morris Science Temple of America presenting to you Morris Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best, and you make us
you make us dead.
So, why don't you give us a reading of that demonstration so we can go deeper into the trust as well?
Islam, Sheikh Lovehill. Noble Ju Ali, this is filed in the state of Illinois, Cook County, 1928, August 1st, 2:52 p.m., and recorded in Book 52179. I, Noble Ju Ali, do solemnly swear or affirm that at a meeting of the members of the Morris Science Temple of America, held at Chicago in the county of Cook and state of Illinois on the 20th day of July, A.D. 1928. For that purpose, the following persons were appointed sheikhs according to the rules and usages of such Morris Science Temple of America: Noble Ju Ali, Mili Il, Maul Bey, Lovett Bey, and Foreman Bey. The Moore Science Temple of America, deriving its power and authority from the great Koran of Muhammad, Moors, to propagate the faith and extend the learning and truth of the great prophet of Ali in America, to anoint, appoint, and consecrate missionaries of the prophet, and to establish the faith of Muhammad of America, and said Morris Science Temple of America adopted as its corporate name the following: Morris Science Temple of America.
Yes,
and
wow.
At said meeting, this affiant acted as presiding officer. Subscribe, and this is the prophet's name signed at the bottom, Ju Ali, Islam Moore. And it was notarized.
Islam, praise Allah. And we always state that there is two seals on that instrument and three signatures. So if you have a document circulating around and it's not signed by the prophet and it's fraud on its face, care who says it's not a, what they say is not authentic. And this is the type of show where you will come on and you'll get an original everything. We're going to give you the original teachings that has been taught to us and how we study. You're going to hear original music. You're going to see original video. That's part of the work that we put together that Allah has inspired us to prepare for our brothers and sisters. We're also going to be reading a lot of the literature of the prophet so that we can give everybody a proper perspective of what you talked about. Case in point, we're going to go into the Morris Science Temple of this speech, the Morris Science Temple of America. All right. Now, the Moorish Science Temple of America was founded by the Prophet Dr. Ali. Aside from the fact that it is a legally organized religious corporation, it is building on human needs to this desirable end, and legitimate means will be found to dispense charity and provide for the mutual assistance of its members in times of distress, to aid in the improvement of health, and to encourage ownership of better homes, to find employment for our members, to teach those fundamental principles which are desired for our civilization, such as obedience to law, respect, and loyalty to government, tolerance, and unity. It is most earnestly hoped that the Moorish Science Temple of America will not in any way be confused with any Back to Africa movement. Such is not important insofar as American citizens of our group colonizing Africa are concerned. We of the Moorish Science Temple of America, like countless other American citizens, know that we must live together here in America in harmony, friendship, and goodwill. Whatever our race or creed may be, it is only from a purely religious standpoint, it seems at this time, that we differ from a large number of our fellow Americans. We believe in foster the Muslim religion. We believe in the principles of its teachings insofar as they can be adopted to American life. We feel that the Christian religion is all right for those who prefer it. In America, religious freedom is guaranteed under the Constitution. We are interested in freeing ourselves and our children from the greatest plight, economic slavery. We believe this can be done by encouraging, patronizing, and establishing our own business enterprises and cultivating our own acres of land. We welcome into our fold men and women of our group of all sections, all trades, occupations, and professions of sound mind and good character. We are friends and servants of humanity. We are dedicated to the purpose of elevating the moral, social, and economic status of our people. We have set about to do this through a wide and comprehensive program embodying the principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Just think that it's necessary to go over that again because, see, what you're listening and hearing is the fiduciary relationship that the Moorish Science Temple of America has to the members, okay? So when you join the organization, you take out your nationality card and you become a member of the Moorish Science Temple of America, it's necessary to understand that that particular temple and us as an organization as a whole are only going to move as far as our understanding of that trust and as far as we can comprehend the trust and what it's set up to do and how it can help us. So that means that if you're a part of a trust and the Tao can go up to level 10, but you only know how to crank it up to level 3, then that's only as far as you are going to be able to go, as fast as you're going to be able to go in the trust vehicle. So I hope I put that in a proper perspective so that you can understand this law. So when you hear about the desirable ends, and then the legitimate means that would be found to this charity. This all comes about as a result of us studying what was left set up by us so that we would be able to transfer that fiat or those finances into where it needs to be done. Because if you see where the Prophet is coming from, he's not speaking about any problems with regards to us having access to finance. That's not the problem. We have a unity problem. This is part of the reason why unity is one of our principles. There are fundamental principles that have not been laid out and that have not been followed to the letter, such as obedience to law, respect, and loyalty to government, tolerance, and unity. So if you go back and you look at the situation that went on during the time of Shay Shelby Hill and those Moors that were responsible for procuring the document 11551822, you'll see that there were many innovations that were put in place by those who thought that they can do better than the Prophet. And then there wasn't just one or two people that thought that. There were many people that felt that they deserved to be in the seat that the Prophet was in. And they made moves to counteract what the Prophet did rather than to be unified and to demonstrate respect and loyalty to government and tolerance. Many of these individuals had egos huger than life, and they, rather than to get with the program as laid down by the prophet, they felt that they could get in a position and be in a position of power themselves. And so this is why we're in a situation we're in today, because many of these faction leaders felt that due to their ignorance of what the prophet did, does see the gifts of the understanding of the treasures of Allah, he appointed what measure seemeth good unto himself. If you're not loyal to his prophet, then why would the plan of divine plan of the ages open up to you? And you're not sincere in your efforts to serve the people. So this is part of the reason why the prophet Noble Ali had to set it up in trust, because it had to be protected. There were people that did not want to see the plan manifest into fruition. And so the Moors have to understand that the prophet had to protect it for his babies that would be coming along in the third and fourth generation. Okay? And so to a large part and extent, it was the ignorance of a lot of these ones that had left and split asunder from the fold that provided the protection. And that, and now all of the funds and the been held in the trust are still held in the trust, because in order to activate it, you have to do exactly what he said in the, to the letter. But we have a lot of people out there. We have a lot of kings and emperors and sultans and that have not taken time to tolerate what they need to tolerate to understand exactly essentially what the prophet did, which is dealing with the trust, okay? So while he did leave instructions for us to do certain things for ourselves, is in chapter 29, magistrate subject, you just can't take one chapter and think that you're going to be able to do what he said. You have to take the whole, it's a package deal. It's all or nothing at all. Either you follow the letter to the letter of the law, the trust, the precepts of the trust that's been laid out, or you leave it all alone. In fact, when you go into chapter 28 of the Circle 7 Koran, it speaks to master and servant, okay? And we see the word fiduciary. So I can say that our family will have a better understanding of what we're dealing with here, because whenever you're dealing with trust, there's always something that's fiduciary in nature. And by the way, this chapter comes before a magistrate subject. So you have to deal with that aspect of the lesson, and not just the first chapter before that, but the whole thing. The Divine Instructions from the Holy Prophet, chapter 27, Master and Servant. Repine not, O man, at the state of servitude. It is the appointment of Allah and hath many advantages. It removeth thee from the cares and solicitudes of in life. The honor of a servant is his fidelity. His highest virtues are submission and obedience. Be patient, therefore, under the reproofs of thy master, and when he rebuketh thee, answer not again. The silence of thy resignation shall not be forgotten. Be studious of his interests. Be diligent in his affairs and faithful to his trust, which he reposeth in thee. Thy time and thy labor belong to him. Defraud him not thereof, for he payeth thee for them. And thou who art a master, be just to thy servant. If thou expectest from him fidelity and reasonable in thy commands, if thou expect a ready obedience. The spirit of a man is in him. Severity and rigor may create fear, can never command love. Mix kindness with reproof and reason with authority. So shall thy admonitions take place in his heart, and his duty shall become his pleasure. He shall serve thee faithfully from the motive of gratitude. He shall obey thee cheerfully from the principle of love, and fail thou not in return to give his diligence and fidelity their proper reward. So we're beginning to see is a demonstration where Islam. We're beginning to see a demonstration where there is in fact a fiduciary relationship that the trust that the sheikhs and the sheikhs are supposed to have to the members. Okay? There's a fiduciary relationship that, first of all Sikhs and Sikhs have the more assigned to first to Allah and then His Prophet. And then there is the fiduciary duty that they have to each other. And then there is to the members. And then, of course, there is a fiduciary duty to the Prophet. So that's why it says the honor of a servant is his fidelity. His highest virtues are submission and obedience. He left you the instructions in the form of a certain seven Koran and the three pieces, the other two pieces of literature. So in being obedient to him in that regard, that gives us, that definitely opens things up for us. And also when we see that we have to be studious of his interests and be diligent in his affairs and faithful to the trust which he reposes upon me. So if you go out talking about you're going to start another kingdom or you're going to start another organization and you have not been to what he's laid down to you, then that shows that there's been a breach, because we see that there were those that wandered away in that document 1155-1822. Islam, if you're on the air, listen to us. We're on live. Please call in 602-753-1841. Again, that's 602-753-1841. You are listening to the More Science Temple of America presents, More Science Temple of America Home Office presents Morris Missionaries Online, where we are best by the blessed and you make us better. Please press 1 to raise your hand if you have a question, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. We're winding down to the last third of the show. It's been pretty high-powered, jam-packed, a lot of information. I kind of want to go into some things that we were studying as far as the type of government. So we had posted something on Facebook I wanted to read, and this is from Niccolo Machiavelli, The Prince, the Chapter 1. It reads, how many kinds of principalities there are and by what means are they acquired? There are only two kinds of states, republics or principalities. Principalities are either hereditary, where the family in control has been long established, or they are new. The new principalities are either entirely new, as was Milan to Francesco Sforza, or they are, as it were, members added to the hereditary state of the prince who has acquired them, as was the kingdom of Naples, of that to the king of Spain. Such states thus acquired are either accustomed to live under a prince or to live in freedom. They are acquired either by the military power of the prince himself or of others, or else by fortune or by ability. So when we look at the government, how it's set up, the prophet is the prince of the present Moroccan Empire, okay? And that is not a republic. It is a principality. And this is a hereditary principality, which is why we are the beneficiaries and heirs of the present Moroccan Empire, because we trace this all the way back to our ancient forefathers. So as a prince that's stepping up to assume the authority that's been set up by the prophet, who is also indeed a prince, there you have to have an understanding of everything that he has set up for the king. Okay? And then you have to also understand that we are actually at war. Okay? So that's part of the reason why we demonstrate the art of war. Okay, so I want to go over some of that too, because see, we are at war to regain that which was lost, which is the vast state, and the name in the form of the present Moroccan Empire. Okay, so now let's get into a little bit of the Sun Tzu. Okay, this is the first part of Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu said the art of war is of vital importance to the state. It is a matter of life and death, a road either to safety or to ruin. Hence, it is a subject of inquiry which can on no account be neglected. The art of war, then, is governed by five constant factors to be taken into account. and one's deliberation when seeking to determine the conditions obtaining. These are 1, the moral law; 2, heaven; 3, earth; 4, the commander; 5, method and discipline. The moral law causes the people in it to be in complete accord with their ruler, so that they will follow him regardless of their lives, undismayed by any danger. Don't y'all realize that that moral law is a 3 pieces of liberty that the prophet brought? Okay. Heaven signifies night and day, cold and heat, times and seasons. Time never was, and man was not within this war. Earth comprises differences great and small, danger and security, open ground and narrow passes, the chances of life and death. The commander stands for the virtues of wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness. Those are the sheikhs and sheikhesses. By method and discipline, understood the marshaling of the army. Islam sheikhs.
I just wanted to make a point to inform you that the switchboard dropped, and I can't get to the music to play, so in case you're wondering why we haven't gotten that break. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm not, well, I guess there's something going on. Anytime you're doing something great, Sheik, there is going to be some opposition, but I just want to let you know that this time.
All right, Sheik, we got something up. We're going to play that. Listen, we have a caller that has a question. Caller 718, ended in 0514, you're on the air. Islam, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Islam, I'm Brother Patra Ail. I'm calling from Philly, New York, in New York.
Islam, welcome, brother.
Praise Allah for you, brother. Yes, sir. Is there something that you wanted to say to the listening audience? Kaya?
I'm just going to say a question too. What I found is we are really at war with ourselves. The enemy is not really outside, it's really within. What I found is, I've been look different fashion of more than different people, point of views. It's really about ourselves. So I know already, Grand Sheik Love Hill. I have drafted something. I don't know if when can. I'm looking for help to finish, put it together. If anybody in the audience or any sheikhs that I would prefer would help me finish it. It was really about unity, just to try to put in practice the word of the prophet, where he said, "Let the bond of affection therefore unite thee with thy brother, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house." So I'm not going to keep it too long. So I just leave it there. You told me to call in and to talk about it a little bit, but I'm just doing so. But I'm looking for help. I think that could be a good way to help continuing the work of the prophet.
Yes, Islam. Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah for you, brother. You're definitely absolutely correct. You state that the devil is outside. The only devil that we need to be concerned with is within. In fact, when we go to the Unity of Life, chapter 3, Elihu's lesson, we read in verse 21. Well, let's start at 20. It says, "This evil is a myth. These gods are made of air and clothed with the shadow of the thought. The only devil from which man must be redeemed is self, the lower self. If man would find his devil, he must look within. His name is self." And then corresponding with 5, that speaks towards the Holy Covenant of the Asiatic nations. So again, brother, you are absolutely correct within that regard, because as it states there, like you said, in quoting, it says, "Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house." And that can be found in the 37 Holy Koran, Divine Instruction from Holy Prophet, chapter 25. when we begin to unify in the spirit of our ancient forefathers, and we hope we're following the covenants, and that's when we receive the blessings from Allah and our unity and our love to each other.
Islam, so, Sheikh. Islam, brother. Thank you so much for commenting on that. I am Sheikh Deanna Lavelle, your host to Moorish Missionaries Online, and you make us better one day at a time. I like to read chapter 25 because that is a holy covenant of the Asiatic nation, and we read it at every call. Ye are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother hath given you suck. Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brother, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortune of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. Brother, you can reach out to us at moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com or give us a call. My number is, in fact, the Sheikh number is 773-699-5905. And we're going to take other calls after a break with Higher Heights by our very own, our greatest investment, the children.
Problem. Now
this love. This love. Yes, indeed. Go and reach. Go to those great depths so you can reach the highest heights. Islam Morris, we'd like to thank those of you who are joining us tonight during this Prophet Convention Week. Our Holy and Divine Prophet set up our first convention here in Morris Mecca, Islam. Let's give thanks to our Holy and Divine Prophet, Noble Tu Ali, because he is the prophet that brought us our nationality, Islam. So I'd like to say to all the Moors out there in North, South, Central America, and Mexico, the Atlantic Islands, before that great earthquake, the islands that are still standing, fear not, because Allah is our protector, our guide, and our salvation by night and by day. Fear the one, the water rise over the trees, the palm trees, up over the mountaintop. Fear the one, the very one, the great God, the one that can break the foundation that you walk upon every day. Open the mouth of this earth up so wide it can swallow cities at a time. Fear the one that created that temple, that beautiful body, the one that gave you the hand to shake to assist your brother and your sister. Fear the one that can uplift you and set you on a solid rock foundation. For Allah has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I want to give honors to the fathers out there that are standing strong, taking care of their children in the face of adversity, that's making a way out of no way to provide food for the table, who's sticking it out with the mothers, regardless to whether or not they have a good corporate job. They are finding ways to make sure the babies have shoes on their feet. I want to give honors to the mothers. Islam?
Are you hearing me, Sheikh? Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Pardon me?
Islam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I was wondering why you were, why you interrupted me, Sheikh, and I was...
Well, I pray, pardon me for interrupting you, but while you were giving honors, I was thinking about a very special soul to give honors to on this day.
Are you speaking of Sister Keisha Lovell?
Yes, ma'am. This is her birthright.
I was getting to that. Yes, I was getting to that, Sheikh. I was saving the best for last, but I'll break and allow you to do it because you are the eldest brother to that sister. You have the floor, Sheikh.
Islam, I just wanted to give a special hail and honors to that sister, Keisha Lovell. It is her birthright today. She would be 39 years old, and it's no coincidence that her birthday is during the time of the convention. She said something to me that pretty much had a great impact, and it was through her transition that I received the inspiration to do what it is I'm doing today, and I just like everybody to know that. And I'm sending my love to her and her daughter. So with that, so you go ahead, Sheikh, and continue to have the floor. Pardon me for interrupting.
Islam. Oh no, not at all. Like I said, I was saving the best for last. And so in honor of that, since you have jumped that off, Sheikh, I would just like to say that when John was 12 years old reading from chapter 4, Death and Burial of Elizabeth, Mathanos, Lessons, the Ministry of Death. When John was 12 years old, his mother died, and neighbors laid her body in a tomb among her kindred in the Hebron burying ground and near to Zechariah's tomb. And John was deeply grieved. He wept. Nathanael said, "It is not well to weep because of death. Death is no enemy of man. It is a friend who, when the work of life is done, just cuts the cord that binds the human boat to earth, that it may sail on smoother seas." No language can describe a mother's worth. And for those of you who have lost, I lost my daughter. You can also use this if you lost a father, a friend, a husband, or a child. But for those of you who have lost a mother, a daughter, sister, is no enemy of man. It is a friend who, when the work of life is done, just cuts the cord that binds the human boat to earth, that it may sail on to smoother seas. No language can describe a mother's worth or my daughter's worth. And yours was tried and true, but she was not called hence until her tasks were done. The calls of death are always for the best, for we are solving problems there as well as here. And one is sure to find himself where he can solve his problems best. So I would like to give an honor to my daughter, my eldest daughter, for she was not only a daughter, a firstborn daughter, she was my very best friend. And I would like to send her strength on the other side, because when we cross over to that soul plane, we are battling unnumbered foes. So may you rest in peace, Sister Keisha Ali Love Ill, and may we find the strength to continue to live on as we may lose our loved ones along the way. But once again, I'd just like to say that honors go out to the mothers that are still standing strong, the single mothers that are carrying that load along. I know what it's like to be a single mother. Hug yourselves, mothers. Hug your babies and get in the mirror. And if you don't have no one to tell you how beautiful you are, then tell yourself. Because we're fighting on this, what the noble prophet Juali said, the spiritual warfare is spiritual. And we are fighting with principalities in high places. But remember, mothers and fathers, with your mind, you can do anything. Because there is no such thing as can't. What you want to do is stay Islam. In your highest selves and do the right thing, Islam. So I just like to say, Islam.
Islam, I just wanted to camelback off of what you said with regards to spiritual work that we in. We have to also keep in mind that we are interested in freeing ourselves and our children from the greatest economic plight, the greatest plight, economic slavery, because, see, a deck of people cannot attain to the highest spirituality of life. So in order for us to be able to focus on those things that are spiritual, we have to make sure that we have freed ourselves and our children, that being our posterity, from the greatest plight, not the smallest, the greatest plight. So, boys, we have to focus on the greatest plight being economic slavery. And this is part of the reason why we have to study, so that we can see that we are playing rich. And in gaining understanding of that, we free ourselves from the economic slavery, because you are enslaved and you are continuously being enslaved economically due to your lack of knowledge and not focusing on what brings us freedom from said economic slavery. Islam.
Islam, thank you for that point. And I'd like to make another point. The show before yesterday, I talked about that economic freedom, meaning that we as a nation of people, we must begin to be conscious of how we spend our money. We must begin to unite sisters and at least think about it. I used two analogies, and I talked about Halloween and Easter. No, we do not celebrate pagan holidays, but the unborn that we are coming for, the unborn those who have never, ever heard of Prophet Nobuju Ali, they are celebrating every pagan holiday from Christmas to New Year's. So the reality of it is we have to speak our people language, because those of you who have nationality cards should know better by now. And the prophet said we must study ourselves. And when you have well studied yourself and asked again, what must I study? The answer is you must study yourself, because why? We have two selves. We have a higher self and we have a lower self, and they both breed of their own nature. We know higher self is the mother of the virtues and the harmonies of life, so it's going to breed justice. And we know the lower self, hatred, lewdness, slander, theft, and everything that harms. So we can all parrot the prophet, but at the end of the day, we must be the message we bring. We don't have to say, I don't hate, you don't hate. Hold out that beautiful creation called the hand, and when you see your brothers in need, why should he have to ask you for bread on the table? Why should she have to ask you for car fare, a bus car to get her from east to west, north to south, and you know she has those babies on the bus? Why? Well, we have that whole holy covenant of the Asiatic nation staring us in the face. Mother's Week began by being conscious of where we spend that mighty dollar. Now, mothers, those out there that are celebrating the pagan holidays, everybody did not wake up at the same time, but you too, mothers, that are celebrating Easter, Christmas, and all those other days, mothers, understand. Be careful where you spend your money and start to thinking so you can begin to save yourself. We have a great $1 million spending power. A great spending power. Mothers, think about where you spend your money, so when you run out of that money, you can still get that assistance from your family. Sisters, begin to unite in small groups if you must, because that hatred, that Larry Lynch letter, put a hatred spell on our nation, where we will see our people, mom, pa, stores struggling in the neighborhood, and we will bypass them and go to corporate stores to spend our money, knowing that they cannot thrive and survive without our support. Islam.
Our time is going to Islam. It's just like the prophet said, and I'm not quoting him verbatim, but hard times are going to force us to unify. The hard times that are coming ahead are going to force us to do what would be easier for us to do now. With all of the modern conveniences of internet and social media and things of that nature, let me just explain something to y'all so y'all are totally clear and understand. The Prophet Nobuju Ali, the man is a prophet. He already came and laid it out and explained to us that this is going back to the horse and carriage state. Okay? So whether you believe it or not, it's coming to pass. And with the experience that we are having with these people and the stubbornness and the feeling to do what's right. And the only thing that's going to change and have an impression on them is to look death in the face. And what we mean when we say that, when you see Hurricane Katrina times 10 throughout all of the state and every other place that would also support them, then that's when they're going to look at death in the face, and then they're going to be ready to take to some war.
Islam,
so,
and for our people, Islam.
Your peers don't let you down, so get ready, Islam.
Islam, Sheikh Laville, for our people, when we cannot turn the faucet on and get clean water, or when we cannot go to the, or when we have money and go to our European brothers and sisters to shop, because remember corporate America, remember what it's comprised of and who runs it. When they decide, because it is the prophet Nobuju Ali who said the European is going to let us down. Let us down how? Think about it, because the wrath is surely to come. There is no if, whens, or buts. It has to come, because beautiful Mecca, the present Moroccan empire, is comprised of nothing but beauty. Beachfront homes, mountain homes, glass homes. There is no way ones is going to give up that heaven that is here on this earth. Therefore, that earthquake will be ordered, has been ordered. And when the time comes, when our people cannot go in that refrigerator and get something to eat, when there is no electricity, when there is no hot water, when there is no food or water to drink, everyone will line up so that they can get a drink of water, if not for themselves, for their children. When in Mecca, Soldier Field, the stadiums where they play ball, they're in the arena, their games, when those vast, huge stadiums are open to house the people so that they can eat and have a place to sleep, when fear hit the nation, then we will be ready to hit. We'll be ready to hit it then. We will be ready to listen to anyone. Pardon me, Sheik?
Islam, that's like a spiritual eviction. You know, when people go to eviction court, they have to go through a process.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And the sheriff evicts them. Well, these people, there's not a conventional eviction that's going to take place. This is going to be spiritual. Because when these people see this wrath come, and it's coming, believe me, they're going to be ready to take to some water. They will be willing to swim to Europe if need be, or wherever they come from, okay? So just keeping, you know, letting you all know, that could be tomorrow, that could be 6 weeks from now, that could be next year, okay? But please know that it is soon to be upon us. We've seen many of the other prophecies manifest themselves, like the Asiatic president and European vice president peace. We've heard about seeing a $20 bill and not being able to pick it up. We've heard about Moors being so hungry that they're going to be willing to bite into their flesh and mad that they didn't save any food. Because, see, that's just part of what we need to be dealing with, y'all, as far as independence. We need to be growing our own food and have our own burial ground, have our own camping ground, have our own schools. So,
and
we're
Sheik,
supposed to
Islam,
have that
I'll just like to add to that.
Islam,
Sheik, and this is why that trust. Islam, Sheik, I just want to add to that, that trust down there at Cook County Recorder Deeds Office, up under that Religious Cooperation Act, the prophet himself set it up. It is set up for us to have a beautiful temple built from the ground, paid for, our campgrounds, schools, burial grounds, banks, corporate stores. This is why it is important for that free national ballot to be recognized within our own government. Look, it's been nearly 100 years since the prophet Nobuchadnezzar. Some of us now, the unborn, those who know nothing about the prophet, they have been voting for presidents of all nationalities. What have we received as a nation of people? The Sheik mentioned to me the other day, that lion was killed. I can't recall the lion, but that beautiful
beast lion
was slain. Thank you, Sheik. And to this very day, the doctor had to close his office and go somewhere because the people were so angry. We have men that have been put in jail for fighting with dogs. We have men that have been caught on camera killing our children. Some of them suffered no consequences and they walk around as if nothing has occurred. Moors, if you do nothing else, proclaim your nationality today. That is the beginning. If you heard nothing about Nobuchadnezzar Ali, and you will not, it's at the public school systems all over. This is why we need our own schools, and this is why the Sheik, as my campaign manager, and I am, for the record, looking for other campaign managers. Don't you all email me at the same time or Facebook me at the same time. The prophet made a call for strong men and women, and this is why I decided to take a stand, because I cannot stand for one more baby to lose its life. I cannot stand for another woman to cry on my shoulder, or a man. I cannot stand for my people being disrespected, neglected, raped, and molested. As the prophet said, keep your eyes on the south, because that's where the wrath is coming, from the south. And if you don't do nothing else, once again, please proclaim your nationality today. Sheik Love Ill, we're going to have a song, and I'm going to have my granddaughter that's helping me with this situation here with this computer, and then kick me out of it.
Islam,
we're going to have a song. What song are we going to have, sister? I'm the Universe. It's going to be the song, and that's the same one I want to play. Islam Sheikh, can we play I'm the Universe?
Well, you know, you already have a song that's set up to end it on. It starts and ends in the same song, so you can do it. That's no problem. I have a problem with it. Praise
okay, because that's what we are, Sheikh. That's what we are exactly, the universe of this world. I love you, brother, and I thank you for joining me on this call. And Sheikh Louis Ill is working. Sheikh Louis Ill, a.k.a. Ill-D, is working. He called in earlier to give his Islam. I'd like to thank all the Moors out there, all of the Moors out there, and the present Moroccan Empire in North America and South America for your support, for your love, your never-dying love, and for those lion hearts. Thank our caller for calling in, making that great point. Please call. Email us at moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com. This is Moorish Missionaries Online, where you are blessed by the best, and you make us better.
I'm